film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of Biloxi Blues, which is based on the second of Neil Simon's three plays about a young man named Eugene Morris Jerome. Now, Stephen doesn't like the movie very much, but he says there is one outstanding performance.
In Biloxi Blues, Christopher Walken is like a circus clown at a funeral. He's the only splotch of color in sight, and whenever he appears, your eye seizes upon him hungrily. The movie version of Neil Simon's autobiographical Broadway hit isn't boring or even unabsorbing, but it's crushingly bland and mild and subdued. At this late date, filming a World War II service comedy, or even more familiar, a basic training picture, seems an almost lunatic proposition. After all the TV sitcoms and all the movies and plays, how can anyone make this material feel fresh? Neil Simon and his director Mike Nichols don't even try. Matthew Broderick gives a winning performance as Simon's alter ego, Eugene Jerome, but as he heads for the boot camp in Biloxi, Mississippi, you can feel yourself wearily predicting what he'll find. And that plop, plop, plop you hear throughout the movie is the sound of all those predictable scenes and situations dropping into place. We get the introductory run-in with the drill sergeant, the torture of the sensitive intellectual type by the barracks bully, our hero's first sexual experience at the hands of the usual hooker with a heart of gold, our hero's love affair with a local girl. Am I missing anything? Oh, yeah, the scene in which we find out how bad that army food is.
Don't approve of our cuisine, Jerome?
It's not that, Sergeant. It's a religious objection. This is the week that my people fast for 2 days.
This is July, Jerome. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in September. I have an all-religious calendar in my barracks room.
It's a different holiday. It's called El Malagueña.
El Malagueña?
It's for Spanish Jews.
Connie, bring your food. Come on. Put half your food onto Jerome's tray.
Yes, Sergeant.
Eat in good health, Jerome, and happy El Malagueña to you.
That was Matthew Broderick as Private Jerome and Christopher Walken as Weird Sergeant Toomey. And even in that little scene, you can hear how striking Walken's approach to the character is, how rich and strange and oddly spiced. Walker makes the usual drill sergeant into a wily, seductive, insinuating figure. In fact, he brings so many unexpected shades to the character that the movie can't accommodate them all. Simon hasn't written his screenplay for an actor as inventive and mercurial as Walken, and in a way, the performance backfires. By the end of the movie, you don't care much about the recruits. You want to know more about Sergeant Toomey. You want some light shed on the inner caverns this performance reveals. Simon seems to regard Biloxi Blues as a coming-of-age movie, a portrait of a great writer, himself, as he learns to observe and explore and put together the tools of his art. Walken makes you feel this callow young writer has missed the point, that he's left his most fascinating character in the dust, the better to burble on about first love and how young he was then and how much older and sager he is now. Biloxi Blues flickers by easily enough, but the only impression it leaves is one of anomaly and incongruity. It's a 50s-style movie with an incendiary 80s-style performance at its center.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.